Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department has scheduled a police and media relations workshop for Wednesday in an effort to improve the relationship between the department and local media. The workshop will be attended by police supervisors and staff responsible for issuing press releases and other community outreach. The announcement states that EPD hopes to foster a spirit of cooperation and mutual respect between the department and the media. It's not stated, but one of the reasons the workshop has been scheduled could be due to a run-in between the managing editor of the North Coast Journal and EPD officers on duty last month. The supervisors heard a special presentation from Betty Chin, who recently returned from a trip to China. Like those on the North Coast, the governor's mansion, and the White House, the Chinese government hosted Chin at Peking University and honored her for her work with the homeless and hungry in Humboldt County. The university named Chin the Mother of the Homeless and recognized her work not only with the needy, but also for her outreach to local schools and students. State Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill that would expand the state's financial aid program for community college and university students. The lawmakers put forth a package of bills that would allow first-year students to use Cal Grant money for items and needs other than just purchasing textbooks and other classroom-related items. The current law is imbalanced, say the lawmakers, because only students from the second year on can use the Cal Grant money as they see fit. The bills would change that, and is supported by community colleges and the UC and state university systems. Mendocino County deputies arrested two Fort Bragg men after conducting a probation search at their residence. Deputies contacted 50-year-old Brad Ewing and 38-year-old Stephen Claus at a house on Dwyer's Lane, and a search of the men and premises turned up 8 grams of methamphetamine, drug packaging materials, and other related drug paraphernalia. Both Ewing and Claus were arrested and booked on possession for sale and probation violations. On Sunday, sheriff's deputies were involved in a pursuit with a man accused of making threats of violence to another man in Arcata. 49-year-old John McDonald drove up to the victim's Arcata residence, pointed his finger as if it were a gun, and pretended to shoot the victim. When deputies arrived at McDonald's residence to question him about the threats, McDonald sped away in his truck. Deputies pursued the vehicle until it stopped in the 4000 block of Visade Road. McDonald exited the truck and fled into a pasture, but a deputy was able to catch him. McDonald was arrested for felony evasion, terrorist threats, resisting arrest, driving without a license, and violation of probation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last week, Assemblyman Wes Chesbro introduced AB 468, a bill that would provide funding for state and local emergency agencies, including CalEMA, Cal Fire, and the National Guard. The bill would also shift the funding of the fire fee from rural property owners to a statewide fee on property insurance policies. On Monday, Chesbro decided to withdraw the bill from the hearing to gather more input from concerned parties. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods has the same concerns about the insurance policy fee as he did with the SRA fee, money for local departments.
And of course, we are very concerned, local government fire, that we need a portion of that. And again, we're very concerned that it's all going to go to Cal Fire, that the local government will be ignored.
It's unknown when Chesbro will bring his bill back before committee. A reminder that the County Board of Supervisors is holding a community meeting tomorrow night to discuss a proposed countywide medical marijuana ordinance. The meeting will be held at Matole Grange No. 569 in Petrolia. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.